Dr. Sabir Tilling, office note on patient Michael Moore, M-O-O-R-E, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 9/18/1959. Date of service 12/12/2024. Paperwork of the patient is 65-year-old African-American gentleman. Was referred to see me by Legacy Clinic for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. His medical history includes the following. One, HIV since 1990s with negative viral load. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Period. Paragraph. Past surgical history includes white hydrocele correction. Period. Allergic. His allergy to penicillin, shellfish, and latex. Period. Paragraph. Social history. Patient is single. No kids. No smoking. Occasional alcohol use. No drug use. He works for the UPS. Family history. Father died from COPD. Mother had history of breast cancer. She's still living. One sister has obesity. Period. Paragraph. Review of systems reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. Occasional back pain, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no constipation. He does have nocturia up to 2 to 3 times at night. No straining, incomplete bladder emptying, occasional. No dribbling, and no leg swelling. All other systems reviewed and are negative. Immunization, he received 4 shots of the COVID-19 vaccines. Period. Paragraph. Current medications include alfuzosin, valacyclovir, and cabotegravir, and rilpivirine, or the brand name of Carbenuva, once a month. I'm sorry, intramuscular. He receives it every 8 weeks, period. On physical exam, his vital signs, as mentioned above, the HNT, pupils generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and enteric sclera, no cervical infarctinopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted, pupillary of neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, no masculine stew, no member no friction of her, lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no garry divide or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash, not a neuro exam, is not focal. Investigation from October 2024. BUN32, creatinine 1.79, estimated GFR 42 milliliter per minute. Potassium 4.5. TCO 231. Albumin 4.2. Period paragraph. Assessment and plan. One, chronic kidney disease stage 3A. Possible reversible component, unclear etiology at this time, possibly related to interstitial nephritis from medications. We are going to do a full renal workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria. Patient may require kidney biopsy to delineate the etiology of his kidney dysfunction. Period. Next diagnosis, benign prostatic hypertrophy without obstructive uropathy. We're going to check imaging, as mentioned. Next diagnosis, HIV controlled with current therapy. Carbenuva has not been associated with acute renal failure. However, this is something to entertain in post-marketing reports. We are going to investigate paragraph. Patient is going to see back in around 3 weeks or so to discuss the workup. I thank you, Dr. Joseph Rubina, R-U-B-I-N-A, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll keep you updated on his progress. CC Dr. Joseph Rubina, R-U-B-I-N-A, and report, thanks.